Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
下个礼拜就到了我们的中国新年要进入虎年了。那每当这个辞旧迎新的时刻呢，我们就其实特别想回顾一下自己去年这一年。那一年里面发生很多事情吗？有些事情是非常好的，有些事情可能是比较有挑战的。
Yeah, the end of the year is always a good time to look back, take stock of all the things that happened to us, all the good things, all the bad things.
对，总之不管这一年你经历的是顺境还是逆境，其实回想看看收获还是很多的。You can always learn a lot from each and every experience.
Absolutely. So today we have prepared for you guys tons of expressions that you can use when you're looking back on the year's high points and the year's maybe not super high points.
对，但是呢，我们也会教大家怎么来说，哎，我这一年里啊，即使是在这些很 tough, you know, 很挑战的经历里面，我也收获了很多，学到了很多啊。好，那我们节目的第一趴就先从怎么来说，就是这一年里面有好有坏，有顺境，有逆境，有高潮，有低谷。
Well, actually, that is a great place to start because in English, we often talk about the highs, woo, and the lows,
Okay, so highs and lows. 那么 high 和 low, 我想大家都知道它们的意思啊。但是比较熟悉它们作为形容词使用。但是在这里我们把它作为了名词使用。然后呢后面你可以加 s, 把它变为复数。因为一年里面你可能有很多这个 high 的经历，然后也有很多 low 的这个经历。
Right, exactly. Or we can think about these as points. High points or low points.
对，那总之我们等一下看的一系列的他们都是反义词 antonyms, 因为我们要表达这个 you know, 顺境逆境嘛，高高低低的这样的一种反差。
Now, since we've already talked about highs and lows, the next pair here that's probably worth mentioning is ups and downs.
很容易理解啊 ,ups and downs. 那我们要怎么用在一个完整的句子里面呢？
There were many ups and downs.
Oh, so there were many ups and downs this past year, 是不是？
Right, or I had a lot of ups and downs, I experienced a lot of ups and downs.
对，或者 there have been ups, but there have been downs.
There sure have.
Yeah, just like there were good times and there were bad times.
Yes, exactly. But as I've mentioned before, sometimes native speakers are a little lazy. So we don't need to say good times and bad times. We can just say good and bad.Times.
省略一下啊。好，那下面这一组 antonyms 反义词呢，是用厚和薄，这个挺有意思的。
Yes, exactly. This is thick and thin.
Thick and thin. 我觉得这个短语的用法和前面这些有好几处不一样啊。其中有一个很重要的就是你不能加 s, 不能把它变成 thicks and things.
That's right, that's right. Now, up and down, high and low, that's pretty easy to get why we would use those words. If you're wondering why Jenny and Adam are talking about thick and thin, think about your wallet. When your wallet is thick or when your wallet is thin.
就是对，一年当中有钱包特别厚的时候，然后也有非常薄的时候，但我都有很多收获。钱包薄的时候教我怎么勤俭持家，怎么 save money.
See, that's why I always love your attitude. You can always make lemonade out of those lemons.
Yeah, doesn't matter if it's highlights or lowlights. 那这一组呢，就是像刚刚 highs and lows, 但是我们把它后面加了一个 lights 啊，高光时刻还是低光时刻？就像 Adam 说的，另外也可以加 points, 对吧 ？High points and low points. 好，那看完了这一些的这个反义词，高高低低、厚厚薄薄的搭配以后啊，我们接下来的这一些反义词呢，它们就是自成一体的这两个单词，对吧？比如说下面的这一对
，Yeah, like wins and losses.
对，一年里面或者人生哈，这个人生总是有输有赢，不可能永远都赢嘛。
Yeah, I think this one is all about attitude as well, because a lot of people say, I need a win, I need a win. Like, I don't know, who are you playing against? Are you playing against life? Are you playing against yourself?
所以这个短语的用法和前面一样是吧？可以说 there were many wins, but also some losses this past year.
Well, this one seems a little bit more subjective, doesn't it? Like a little bit more personal. Like I had wins and I had losses. We could speak objectively about, whoa, this year was tough. You know, there were lots of ups and downs this year. And that really means for everybody. But this one really does seem personal. Like these are my wins and worse, my losses.
好，那我们接下来要看的这两组呢，都是会用到 success 成功这个单词。
Okay, so the first one is success and challenges.
一年里面有成功，但是也有很多的挑战啊 ，challenges. 那 success 是不能后面再加个 es 变成 successes 吗？那个复数听起来很绕口。
You could say successes and challenges or successes and failures. But remember, just like we say all the time, guys, sometimes the reason why a word is spelled or pronounced the way it is because it's difficult to say successes, successes and failures. Just say success.
对，所以从顺口的一个角度来说呢，我们 success 就不把它做成复数了，对吧？因为里面太多 s， 太麻烦了，所以就直接说there were success and challenges, or there were success and failures this past year. 那 failure 呢，就是失败的名词啊，动词可能我们比较熟悉 to fail something， 名词变成了 failure。好，那我们接下来的这一组，这两个词 big words， 很高级的词。
Yes, that's right. Triumphs and tribulations.
我感觉这是英语专八或者什么 GRE 的单词 ，triumphs and tribulations， 都是 TRI 开头的啊。那首先来看这个 triumph， 这让我想到巴黎凯旋门嘛。
Yes, absolutely. L'Arc de Triomphe.
对，就是这个 triumph 啊，所以呢，它就是凯旋胜利的意思。
Right, right, right. Now, tribulations, that basically means challenges. Big, big, big challenges.
对，其实意思和 challenges 是一样的，但是是更高阶的一个词。而且，它好像就是 even more challenging than simple challenges. 它有那种苦难、磨难，就还有一些 suffering 的概念在里面。
Right. If you guys have ever heard the story of Hercules, this ancient Greek god or this ancient Greek character, he is the one who had to go through many trials and tribulations, both meaning challenges. He was challenged a lot. He had to suffer a lot. But Hercules was a hero. He always won despite the tribulations.
Well, he always triumphed at the end.
He sure did.
好，我觉得我们真的学了非常多的这个怎么形容顺境和逆境的小短语啊。那在 move on 在说收获之前呢，我想再聚焦一些单词，是看怎么表达挑战和逆境的。因为我们刚刚绕来绕去就是在说 challenges, right? 但是逆境，另外还有一个很好的单词是 setback.
Ah, that's right. So this is a noun, setback, but it comes from a phrasal verb to be set back.
对，其实这个也很形象啊，就是你本身是 you were moving forward, 但是可能遇到了一个什么挑战，so it sets you back. 你被往后推了一步，对不对？你倒退了。
Right, right, exactly. So both the verb, the phrasal verb, and the noun are phrases that we use all the time.
Yeah, 没错。Now, what about this next word?
Are you talking about adversity?
I surely am.
It sounds like a university for people who make 广告 Adversity.
我刚刚也是想到 university. 但是大学或者人生的大学我们就是要 deal with a lot of adversities. 然后从这个里面我们才收获才学习啊。
Right. So adversity, as we have said already, really just means a challenge, a type of challenge. It could be the adversity from other people, though, although I suppose other people can often be challenging.
对，这个查词典呢，就是最对应中文的逆境。Adversity, 对。然后我们经常也会听到就是有人说 I grew up with a lot of adversities, 对吧、比如我小时候可能家庭环境、经济环境这些比较差，所以 adversities 也是形容比较，我觉得 long-lasting, 比较持久而且比较 systematic 的那种挑战。
Right.
不管怎么样 for better or for worse, we can always learn a lot from these experiences.
We sure can. Now, this particular expression, if you guys think you may have heard it before, that's because it is the one out of all of these things that comes from a wedding vow.
对，因为那个结婚誓言也有很多反义词，就是 sickness and health and 什么什么，我都忘了，但总之也有很多反义词。
That's right, and this is the one that basically represents everything that we've been saying today. When you're taking that vow or when you're making that vow, you are saying, you're admitting, you're promising that...We know there are going to be ups and there are going to be downs. There are going to be good times and bad times. But for some reason, this is the one that we have decided we will use for better or for worse.
I will always be with you. I'll always、right. be by your side.、好，那这也很好的就过渡到我们节目的最后一个部分，就是要教你怎么表达收获、你所有得到学到的这些东西。
Okay, so probably if you guys have checked the dictionary, the first word that you will see is harvest, which is not the word we're going to be talking about today.
对，因为 harvest 真的更多是就是我们种庄稼、这个 farming, real harvest.
Right, right crops. You harvest your crops.
对，那我们这里想教大家的收获可以用哪些词呢？
Well, since you guys are here to learn English, maybe a good word to start with is lesson.
这个很容易理解啊，就是我学到了什么课，对不对？就交了学费啊，这些 adversity, 这些tribulations, but I learned a lot, so I had many important lessons this past year.
Yes, exactly.
对，其实就是收获的意思。哎，然后另外也有一个词，我觉得是这几年，特别是在这个商业，就 in the business world, 用的很多的 learnings.
Why do they always come up with new words in the business world?
Well, learning, 动词 to learn, 对不对？名词 learning.、Right. 但是呢，我们现在把它 we've somehow decided this is a, you know, even better way to say lessons is to say learnings.
learnings.
我参加过好多的会啊，就是也有海外的同事，大家经常用啊，比如我们在 review, 复盘一件事情的时候 what were some learnings from this?Project, 这个项目对复盘 learnings 要去总结
Well, I guess if they weren't always coming up with new words, then you and I would be out of a job, Jenny, so that's good.
对对对，感谢这些不断出现的 buzzwords. But I really like this word, you know, 因为 lessons 听起来好像我要教别人课什么 learnings 就是让我感觉更加 humble, 我自己学到的东西。
That's a good point. And one thing we should say about lessons, too, like when an English speaker says, learn your lesson, that doesn't mean learn your math lesson. That does mean suffer some kind of adversity. like the baby who puts his hand on the hot stove will learn his lesson.
对，就吃一堑长一智啊。
Right.
那其实另外一个词啊，我觉得跟收获也是比较直译的，就是 to gain something or 名词可以变成复数 my gains, my main gains this year.
Gains. I mean, you could. What most people use gains in one of two places. The first one is the gym, bro.
健身房是 gain muscles 吗 ？gain 肌肉。
Mm-hmm. That's my gains. Gotta protect my gains, bro. And if that bodybuilder or that athlete was invested in the stock market, he might also use the word gain to talk about his stocks.
对，没错，就是讲股票的时候还挺常用的。 你今年股票 any gains from the stock market for you this year?
From 2021 or 2022?
这个下次再说，我们先把节目做完，好吧？好，那另外还有一个词啊，这个我觉得很多英语教科书啊，就是很多书里都有，总结一节课或者一个单元的时候会有一些 takeaway or key takeaways.
Right, exactly. So the thing that you should take away from this, the thing that you could harvest from this.
对，这个也是很好的一个啊，你能带走的，对不对？你的收获啊 ，my key takeaway this year or my key takeaway from this experience 是什么什么
？Exactly, exactly. Now the final two words we have to talk about start with my most favorite letter in the whole wide world. That is, of course, A.
啊，因为你叫 Adam 是吧
？No, it's because I always got A's in school because I'm a high achiever.
Oh, 对 ,achievement 也是很好的一个词在讲自己这一年的成就的时候。
Right, exactly. But usually your achievements are your net gains, meaning that we're not really calculating the losses in there.
Oh, 就是你的纯利对吧 ?achievements. 另外它还有一个近义词 ,accomplishments, 也是就我觉得这两个词的区别和前面的是前面的这些 lessons, learnings, 你可以是从一个逆境一个倒霉的事情上面得到的你学到的。But when we're talking about achievements and accomplishments, like you said, they're all like 纯利 they're net gains.
Yes, that's right.
好我觉得已经学了很多单词啊不如我们来看看一些就是你要怎么用句子来表达自己的收获。
Well, there's no big secret here. I mean, these are all nouns, so my biggest blah, 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 you know, my biggest achievement, my biggest gain, my biggest whatever was X.
Okay, 好，但你也可以把有些词变成动词用，比如 what I learned this year is...什么什么东西 What
right,
I gained right. the most is 什么什么东西
Right. Now, takeaway, of course, would be took away. What I took away most from this year. Or maybe what I was able to take away the most from this year was dot, dot, dot.
好。那因为我们是在 looking back, 是在回顾嘛所以 Adam 用的是 was, 这个过去式啊或者也可以用 has been, 因为这一年还没结束嘛。
Right, yes, yeah. So tenses, I know, guys, they're a pain in the behind, but yeah, usually at the end of the year, we can say was or have been.
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，其实我真的是很相信啊，一年里面 you know, of course you would have highs and lows, you know, good times and bad times, but for better or for worse,We can always learn something from every experience. So don't let it go to waste. And don't just write it off, you know?
Yes, write it off is a great phrase. You know, just forget about it forever. Pretend it never happened. A lot of people have wanted to do that for 2 years now. Just write off 2020. Oh, just write off 2021. Well, are you going to write off your whole life?
没错特别是这两年因为疫情我觉得听到很多的就是啊这一年很糟糕很差劲 so, just write it off. 但我经常想、那多可惜啊 It would have been such a shame because 通常是在这些逆境里面我们学到的是 you know, even deeper lessons, 更深刻的一些课 Deeper learnings.
Deeper learnings, yes, yes, that's true.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。不知道大家在回看自己的这一年的时候你的高高低低起起伏伏顺境逆境里面你觉得你今年最大的收获是什么
Yes, exactly. We know you guys love to stay positive. So try to keep it positive if you want. If you want to share the negative stuff, of course, we're here to listen to that too. But the point is, we want to see you in our comment section.
没错那非常感谢大家收听我们今天的节目下一期的节目是1月31号周一也就是除夕夜的时候我们会为你带来虎年的祝福 So we'll see you next Monday
Alright, see you guys then